this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather around for the newest installment, Chrome Bills.
What episode is this?
22.
Episode number 22.
The Double Deuces. Redman.
I'll just say like Clyde Drexler.
Off.
Even Emmett though that's Smith. Probably not even the right number.
Wasn't Emmitt Smith 22?
Yeah.
That's true.
For you, Emmitt.
You shouldn't know that, you jerk.
I feel like it's blasphemy because he's a cowboy, but Redskins, I respected him.
This is Redskins country.
Mm-hmm.
Smell.
I know.
Taste the flavor.
Well, we got Reed Doughty, so I'm not really thinking about them right now.
They should pick up Ed Reed and complete the Reeds.
Ed Reed Doughty.
They could just
just merge them into one player.
Reed.
Just sew their body parts together. I mean, Ed Reed's getting the worst part of that deal.
Yeah.
God damn it. Anyway.
Well, they fucking dropped the guy, so he must not be that good.
Well, they're paying him out the ass. Is this a hip-hop podcast or
K-Chrome,
what are we doing?
K-Chrome, what's up?
Can we start over? No, this is K-Chrome in the house. Chrome Bills, episode 22. How you guys doing?
We're feeling good, man.
We're very excited.
I wanted to follow up on a discussion last weekend. And say that I did watch the Cool Disco Dan movie since the last podcast. So, Cole, where are you at on that?
Man, you know. Do you have it at your place? Because I'm coming up there this weekend.
No, for $5 on CoolDiscoDan.com, I was able to get a 72-hour rental of streaming it, which is a great deal. So I'll post the link on the SoundCloud or, I don't know, can we post links on the iTunes? Speaking of which, we should lead off with the Chrome Bills podcast is already now available on iTunes.
Thank you to Dude Computer of Pig Food Records.
Pig Food Records?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a pig
food. Shout out to Dude Computer.
Shout out to Dude Computer.
He's a fucking man.
Yep. He got us the new logo.
He's a wizard.
He's got everything happening on iTunes. So while you're listening to this and then figuring out how to send us money, which will be the next step... you can thank Dude Computer for doing that.
Where can they hit up Dude Computer and purchase music from him?
Pigfoodrecords.com.
Are you done any tracks with Dude Computer?
I've done a lot of stuff with those dudes, man.
Hey,
I
yo?
Did stuff with Desmatic. I toured with him. And he and Mitch, or Dude Computer, are a giant gorilla dog thing. And so that's their main thing right now. But I played in Albany a bunch, and then I did a couple songs with Dude Computer. We're actually doing a song with Dude Computer. I have his lyrics, Chuck. You gotta do your shit.
Which one is this again?
The money song to the Flora beat.
Oh yeah. Alright, send me what he's got too.
Okay.
And we'll figgity freak it. You know, the main thing holding me back, I just need to get a new Mac because I am unable to record in my house, and then I just feel like I'm filling up notebooks with things I'll hate in a month anyway.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
it's best
gosh.
To get it. It's best to get it out quickly.
Yeah, I'd rather write, record, you know, rinse, repeat, and be on to the next. Kind of like going back and listening to a month old Chrome Bills, and just like, you know what? I'd rather just do a new one next week.
That's a little stale. That's a little stale. At this point.
We've got some good stuff mixed back there.
What's the oldest?
I agree, but I feel where Chuck's coming from. I think to the listener, it'll be good.
They want to hear the fresh. They want to hear the fresh stuff.
I don't want to see like my eighth grade basketball stats.
They don't want to hear about the furlough anymore.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
I just don't want to hear Steve say "Gahead" without it even being like a developed inside joke yet. Right. I'm like, go ahead with that.
Say it. Are they going to say it?
I'm not going to say it.
I can't listen to these.
Stumpy D.
Yo, it's burpee mics and heavy breath, y'all.
But I do want to recommend for anyone out there that hasn't peeped it, be it from Washington, D.C. or not, but in particular people that are from Washington, D.C., to see the Cool Disco Dan movie, because as one of our partners in crime pointed out on the last show, it's really more of a documentary about DC with Dan kind of at the center of it than just being specifically about him.
So you had the same, you came away with the same conclusions.
Yeah. And one thing I thought that
was I completely off about anything? Did you really feel like Marion Barry got a bum rap?
No, at one point I was like, you were so full of shit about it being about this guy doing the Rare Essence logo, and then they got to it like 10 minutes later. I was like, oh no, he was right.
Right, it was a guy. It was Rare Essence Randy, right?
Yeah, Rare Essence Randy, exactly.
That's a good nickname.
Hell yeah.
Does anybody else want a Sprite?
You know, one thing that was interesting in there to me is, have you ever heard of the group Fugazi? It's like a punk group from...
Definitely.
From DC, yeah. Is that the one of the guys that's sitting on his stoop in the movie doing a lot of the commentary is Ian McKay, and they just put up DC musician, and they don't actually say what group he's from, but he's the front wow. man of Fugazi.
DC musician.
And I always thought it was Fugazi, but I...
That's because isn't Fugazi like a hip-hop term for when people have like fake jewelry, right?
No, I thought it was just saying that you're gay. Because gay was in Fugazi, that people would just call you Fugazi, trying to call you gay. Mm.
So not a very deep level.
Interesting.
I don't think it was that deep.
That was strictly like playground verbal shit.
Like you're Fugazi.
That yeah. might show up on errors and omissions, because I this is going to be a dispute. I feel like it means something's fake.
It's Fugazi. The band's name is Fugazi.
Bring it on.
And Cole's just coming out of left field. We know the band is called Fugazi. We've established that. The question is what the word means in hip-hop slang. I'm pretty sure right. it's not a reference to the hardcore band Fugazi.
Yeah, I also Yo. But I do feel like that's one of those like seventh tier jokes that somebody said like that. It should have just stayed at like between like three people. You know, I feel like sometimes joke memes, they rise to a certain level of cultural relevance. Where I'm like, that's not that funny. That's not that.
It's
insightful.
Not that deep. It's not that insightful.
Or maybe it got that high because people are that stupid. Maybe I got that high because people are that stupid.
Huh.
Flip it. Think about that.
Have we ever talked about how Sean Price is always calling things about busting the sket?
Yeah.
And how that's really a musket?
Yeah.
That's what we think it is?
That's what you came up with that one on
that
your own.
That was my thought that it was a musket.
I was like, yo, that's a brilliant idea. I think you nailed it.
Let's
with
hope
that
it's
one.
Not, and then we can just claim that.
Yeah. I love this beat.
I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to the Educated Consumers featuring Manchild from Mars Hill and K Chromosome.
Yeah.
Which
was
this
his
is
name
the,
Manchild because he was a large person?
He was a big boy. He was like 6'5".
He was a big dude.
Shit.
He wasn't like a manchild though.
Behaviorally, I don't know. Like I hung out with him twice.
He never threw any tantrums when you hung out
with him? Well, no, it was kind of interesting. This is something we haven't really discussed in here is religion and hip-hop. He was a Christian dude. And his music, it was Manchild from Mars Hill, so they're a Christian group. And it was interesting because I had heard their stuff before I met him. And then people are like, oh yeah, like he's. I had no idea, but then I looked back. I was like, he doesn't curse in his music, and you can tell like topic wise that he touches on it, but he doesn't like oppress you with it.
Okay,
but anyway, so I felt like it was very interesting when I hung out with him. Like we talked, he played basketball in college, and we just talked about the shit that like two like dudes are gonna talk about. And I thought, if I hadn't heard from other people that this dude's Christian, I never would have known that. Like, do you feel like people in hip-hop do that? Or they're a little too overt with their religious... Or is it the right place to get their religious beliefs known?
I feel like hip-hoppers find religion when it fits the rhymes. And that's the only time time they get extra...
They're like, what rhymes with Huslim?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
there's not too many like super religious rappers, are there? I can only think of the guy from the clips. Like,
well, but then I think about people like Wu. I mean, that's basically religion, what they're talking
that's
about.
That's like 5% or corner language, though.
To that, well, I mean, it occupies that headspace to them.
Sure.
They're like, this is my God. Like, this is how what Catholics and Jews do with that headspace. I'm doing that with this one.
I was always.
I guess you could say Vinny Paz is the most religious.
True. Yeah.
What is there's a Vinny Paz line where he says like ran in the Vatican, choked the Pope with his rosary. I think that's on
it's
Heavenly
Divine
on a track ironically called Heavenly Divine.
Yeah.
No, I always thought I have a ton of respect for Manchild from Mars Hill, and I always thought like if you're gonna be a rapper and you're already a white rapper and you're already underground. And now you're going to throw in the Christian angle, which to me always just seemed like you were walking down a very narrow road to being corny. The fact that he was a dope MC was like really impressive because like he had a lot of chips stacked up against him.
Well, you know, the other thing, now that I think about it, he was part of a crew called Deep Space Five, and Sev Static from Albany was in that. But they were all, they were all that Steez. You know, they were all Christian rappers. But they were dope. I mean, that's the other thing, too, is at a certain point, I think that's sort of with the whole whatever religious aspect of it or whatever you're talking about, unless it's just like racist and like sexist, which I guess pretty much all rap is. But if you're good at what, if you're good at rapping, I'll listen to you. Like, I used to love listening to MC Solar. It's like, I have no idea what this dude's talking
about.
French,
like, the French
guy. But he's dope. Yeah. Like, his patterns are dope. He's got a great voice. Whatever.
Did you listen to him on anything other than Jazzmatazz?
Yeah, we had an album called something Superstar.
Dude, you listen to a French rap album and you were not roommates with Sebastian?
No. I remember, I think I was in high school. Because he was...
He definitely had a full-length album.
Where did he... The first album had a really big single.
The Good, The Bad, The Bien...
Le Trois, Le some shit like that.
The Good.
Yeah. No, he was... But I hope... That's the Jazzmatazz, right? Saying some bad shit.
And that was on Jazzmatazz, yeah.
Yeah. Just be good. That's all I want.
So, Steez, are you ready for... I guess we're at like T-minus 5 days for your trip from the happy village of Jessup, Maryland to the big, big city. The Big Apple. Can we get some other cliches for New York? The big armpit.
I spent last night in the fetal position in a corner because I was like, in 5 days, I'm going to be around so many people. I just sat in the shower
with the fleshlight,
with the cold water running over me. No, yeah, I'm excited, man. I mean, I feel like the last 2 years of my life, I just haven't had the time or energy to go out and do interesting things because I was working so much. Now, like, I need to do that. And I don't need to do it every night, but I need to do it once every now and then. What's that?
Chuck, are you going to take Steez to any like New York touristy things?
Can we see the Empire State Building?
I think, you know, Empire State Building, the Brooklyn Bridge,
and Times Square.
I want to make a World Trade Center joke, but that would be so fucked up.
Wow.
I know, it would be fucked up. Don't do that.
You're not even supposed to say that.
I want people to know, like, I stopped myself because that would have been fucked up.
Don't go for the cheap humor.
I know.
There is a new building there, though, that you probably have not seen.
You're better than that.
I want
to
see it.
Go to the Freedom Towers.
Yeah, One World Trade Freedom Tower opening in 2014.
Well, like I was saying when we were talking about it off air, I just have one thing on the agenda. When I get there, take a shower. After that, Chuck, it's whatever you want to do.
I mean, I'll take you to touristy shit if you want to do it, but...
I don't, and I know you don't want to do that.
Fuck no. I still have... I've only been to Times Square once since I got here, and it's just because I needed to get off the train there. Although I heard the Sbarro has really good pizza.
Now I'm down to chill. Fucking, I got wasted last Friday. I had a Chuck evening, man. I met up with the guy who he's a rental dude for me, or the realtor, whatever. And so he kept being like, come by my office and have a couple of drinks. I hadn't drank that much since probably high school, or like in that way. Where I was like, it's Friday, it's 5:30. I had like six or seven beers. I'm like, I'm fucking feeling it
Jesus.
Right now. Yeah,
that's a lot for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I was feeling it. I enjoyed the shit out of it. I don't want to do it again for a while, but
in a guy's office, you had six drinks.
Yeah,
I can't believe six or seven drinks is a lot of drinks for you.
What's a lot of drinks for you?
I think when
six
our
or seven in the
when
morning.
Our friend Bart was here, I believe we were in the 30s.
Oh my god,
man,
that's a starting with the 3-0.
No, I'm really looking forward to coming up and see you, man. You're definitely one of those people that when I don't see you for a while, I feel it in my heart.
And that's even with us doing the podcast. I mean, imagine where you'd be if we weren't getting up on some Chrome Bill shit every fucking week.
I would definitely call you. I think we would do that.
You'd be like, hey, man, how you been?
Yeah.
Is work coming along all right?
A thought I had earlier today was asking the few listeners that we have if they could brainstorm some ideas on how we could actually get paid off of this.
I know how we can get paid.
Okay.
Create a website and then just set up a donation page.
Yeah, that implies that people will actually donate money. Honestly, donate any money to Chrome Bills because there was just a massive like typhoon and flood in the Philippines, and they could do a lot more with that money than the cast of this awful podcast.
Feels so selfish.
Fucking who invited Debbie over here?
Debbie.
I mean, no. Definitely.
I feel like we probably should get to legitimately. We're at 22 now. We shouldn't even be. 50 should be in our rear view by a lot. I'm not putting an exact number between like 50 and 100, but 50 should be in our rear view before we start thinking about that.
Well, there's one thing that kind of stops that though, and we have an issue looming on the horizon.
Oh boy!
And it's that one of our very integral members, both on mic and behind the scenes for the show, probably the most integral member of the show, at least behind very the scenes. So. The one computer. And only Steve Bills is going to be...
First, I'm going to give you the clap.
Is going to be a dad very soon.
That's right. And then I'm going
to
boo you.
He's going to have some decisions to make of whether he wants to waste his time being a father or do something productive like the Chrome Bills podcast. So, right. Do you think we could still do 3 podcasts a week once you have a dad and a regular 9-to-5 job?
I think we could do 4.
Steve.
Who are you?
A dad?
Who are you?
A podcaster?
Who are you?
A man.
That's the best Cole has ever used the soundboard.
I agree.
Yes. If I was an engineer, I would have gone on the reels.
I don't know if anybody knows that. I'm actually a civil engineer, too.
I feel like for all of our, and we should let you answer this.
Okay.
For all our female listeners.
Yeah. And I'm handsome.
They can tell you.
Dead handsome.
You have no idea what's going to happen to your free time. The thing about doing the podcast is you're going to be home anyway, and you still won't have time to do this for a while.
You don't think so?
I think new dads, like that's, I mean, new parents, that's a whole, not even a, honestly, I think what, like, imagine all the cool new shit you've ever got, like the first new car you got, or like, you're going to get a new, like,
a new year
and be like, podcast, you fucking, what the fuck?
That could put,
I'm
that
looking
could
at a mini me. The hell am I going to podcast for? And I wouldn't even be mad at that.
The 2014 Jarek.
I think it's already Steve well Jarek. Documented how seriously your wife takes this podcast.
Yeah.
And she's also a very, and I'm obviously a big fan of your wife. She's a good friend of mine.
She's a big supporter of the podcast.
To her credit, I've never noticed any like outward hostility.
She's a no bullshit lady, and she is not gonna, you know, when there's,
you guys are really scaring me of my wife right now.
When
you haven't noticed this?
A no bullshit lady.
When there's decisions.
No, I mean, she's sweet, she's awesome. If I was her, I would have the same thing.
I'm gonna describe her the way she describes someone else we know. She's a badass queen's bitch.
Yeah.
Steve knows that's a little inside joke.
I got that.
So how you feeling?
I feel scared. I'm very scared.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I think that's the best emotion to have.
Extremely frightened. You know, that's a lot of responsibility for one person.
Frightened in that you won't be able to do it, because you know you will. You're a good dude.
I'll be able to do it. I just, you know.
Which of the following is not, what if she grows up and hates me
and I'm like, but I tried, you know?
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Why are you such a fuck up? It's just all the little kid takes all those terrible things that you think about yourself,
yeah,
and then you put that in their brain, and they're gonna come out like you're a piece of shit, you know? Grow up.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
But she'll resent you.
Right.
I mean, it's possible. I think that's the scary thing. Like, this isn't a fucking movie or a sitcom.
Kids legitimately grow up and resent their parents. Yeah. And their parents were probably awesome and tried and were really,
yeah,
did a great job.
Yeah. Like, or they weren't, and it's just like, what kind, like, as a kid, you just got to get over it. You know? Get it. I fucking get it. But, like, don't have that chip on your shoulder your whole life.
Yeah.
It brings me to a new bit I prepared for the Chrome Bills podcast, and it's called Which of the Following is Not an Emotion That Steve Has Right Now? We have anxious, terrified, angry, pissed, excited, and inevitably fucked.
Yeah.
Classic.
So what
it's going to be great. No,
what are you guys' guesses on that one?
I'm definitely excited about it. I don't want to pretend like I'm not super excited about it.
Yeah.
It's just frightening, you know.
The correct answer was inevitably fucked.
Inevitably fucked.
That's what I'm not having.
Yep.
What do you think are the chances of us recording consistently? I want to know percentage-wise what you think.
I think
it at 12.
No. What I've realized is that this is the only fun thing I do now, so
it has a shot.
It's got a shot.
Okay,
because the other stuff I was doing, I'm gonna forget about that stuff,
right,
and I'll just do this one. I could do once a week.
Okay.
I can commit to once a week.
All right. So let's do it. You get the clap for that.
Thank you.
Making clap to
you. You know where it's going to go, though, is Cole's going to have to learn technology, and he's going to have to be he's going
to
have to be remote as well, and all three of us, and then
I don't like that.
No,
I have some pretty legendary stories of me getting frustrated with technology and smashing it to pieces, and I'm not going to say that that didn't happen last Friday, and that's why I wasn't able to call or text you today. You know?
Are you kidding me?
This will be the fourth phone that I've had this year, uh-huh. And I'd be surprised. It'll be a Christmas miracle if it makes it to Christmas.
Wow.
I'm just like, I'm very patient with people, at least outwardly, but like technology, it fucking drives me insane. So do not put me in charge of
this. You will go and like physically harm something.
Yes. Particularly if someone's not around.
Yeah.
Steve, with you being someone who's been to New York like probably four times in the last year, maybe three or four times, how excited am I about watching Cole trying to use those cards that you use to get on the subway? You know how they're just like a little bit trickier than the Metro one? You gotta get the swipe just right.
I feel like I want to ask you to send me like an email of like 12 things I need to brush up on before I come up to you.
I'm just going to emasculate him and do the card for him. I'm just going to be like, here you go. You're okay now, Billy.
Just get him a card. You should just prepay for a card next time you're in the subway.
That's true.
I'm going to wear sunglasses to avoid eye contact.
Friendliness.
I'll just walk.
I feel like friendliness just gets you nowhere in New York City.
Yeah. See, I don't view myself as an unfriendly person, but I wouldn't say friendly is something
But you don't walk in the bar and go, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, man?
To people you don't know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
I do that.
I think New York gets a bad rap, though. I think that when I was up here, the first couple months I was up here and I didn't really know anyone, I always went out and I ended up talking to strangers and, you know, it's just you don't walk right into a bar and be like, hey, the fucking Daddy Mac has arrived. You know, that shit's not going to play. Yeah. But if you just sit there and kind of mind your own, like I ended up getting into a lot of shit.
What if I fall in love with New York? I fell in love with New York.
You might. Yeah.
Are
there any shows? Are there any shows going on?
So you got the Who
any
Are
Green, any Green Lantern?
You got
shows.
The you got the Who Are You button.
We're ready.
I'm sure that my boy Henley Halem,
who are you?
Who is the Green Lanterns manager?
Who are you?
And also manages Bro Safari, who's on tour with Skrillex right now.
Who are you?
Who are you?
We'll probably get us into something this weekend. He's a big fan of Cole, so we'll.
So you're saying you're gonna hang out with Skrillex?
You know he got barred into the show that's at 9:30 Club this Thursday.
Oh, they have a show at 9:30 this Thursday.
Yeah, you should talk to Bart. He's got a plus one.
All right.
Did you guys watch so they're on a tour called the Animal House, and I sent the video out, and Henley's kind of doing the documentary. I thought the video was cut really well.
Who are you?
Yeah. Excellently cut.
If anybody wants to check it, just go on YouTube and search Bro Safari Animal House, and this one is part two, narrated by friend of the show and future guest, Henley Halem.
First guest.
Who are you?
The second guest behind C's, but C's never left.
Well, what about Cam?
First time guest.
How are you going to
Cam? My bad. Broadway. All right.
Forget about tone. Well, there was an episode with Petey Suggs that got lost in the time space continuum.
In the shuffle.
It's out there.
Well, hey, I have a question then along those lines from the video that we watched.
I also have a question. Can I have a pen and pad so I can write things down? Thank you.
Yes. While you're writing, I'll ask my question. Chuck, at one point, I think you said something like. Something along the lines of like I want to like this music but I don't, or like
I really like the music, and then I said does the fact that I'm embarrassed that I like it make it any better?
I've always liked that kind of, what would you say it is, like trance?
It's like EDM. It's EDM, electronic dance music. I can't get into the sub genres. It's not drum and bass.
The music itself I think is awesome. Everything else about that scene fucking sucks my dick.
You know what? You know why you say that too? And this is the exact opposite of hip hop, is that that scene has fans that support it with their hard-earned money too.
Yeah, they do.
Well, the one thing about it that I don't get down with and never really have is the drugs.
But there are fans of that scene who are not aspiring artists that are really into supporting the lifeline of that scene. And that's, I think, the main difference between that and hip-hop. Is anyone I ever was like, man, you've really been checking out a lot of our shows. Like, thanks for coming through. You'd be like, yeah, I got this beat CD. Like, I'd like to get on some of your shit.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Just another asshole who wants something from me. Womp, womp.
How do you think Cole and I met?
Did you hand him a CD?
No.
No, but I was just going to shows because I wanted to get on stage and rap
eventually.
You were
trying to get on.
Exactly.
You were there to get on.
And then he laced me in a battle. I was like, oh, shit. I better get this dude on my side.
Eddie Lacy'd him.
So your kids are going out and supporting that. But I think
that's fine.
Because they can go to a bar and have a good time
while they're doing it. I think they're just like, you know what else I'm supporting? My crippling drug habit. You know? But which is fine. I feel like
we need to get some alcoholics
honestly,
going to hip-hop shows.
You know what? You know what we need to do instead of fucking asking our listeners for money?
Get Green Lantern to DJ and pour Heineken.
We need to get a sponsor. I feel like that what we do is so conducive to something. Like, I wish weed was legal because we could get sponsored by, like, a fucking dispensary.
Actually, I have like a sponsor for today's show, and I can't believe it took me this long.
Oh, God. Right.
But, no, this isn't even a joke. Today's Chrome Bills, episode 22 of Chrome Bills, is brought to you by Guinness. Because any beer that's made out of oats should obviously be black. Yeah. Guinness. Drink responsibly.
Maybe we can just start... All right, I got the money idea.
Okay.
Is that we take our ideas of sponsors directly to these people.
To what people?
To like Guinness, and we go, we got a new ad campaign for you. Because anything made out of oats should be black.
So do the ad work for them.
Just be like the Old Spice dudes for you know, these
we'll
other
people.
We'll
be like, oh, yeah, dude meets Mad Men.
Right.
Well, we're gonna do. We should be a fully functional business enterprise.
I got a hip hop one, right?
All right.
Hold on.
My name's Steve. I'm in creative. Creative what? Podcasting. Podcasting
so,
what?
So, here's what we do. We'll go to Wendy's, right? Be like, you need to get
bad start.
We need to get you in touch with the hip hop market, right?
Okay.
And here's the pitch. Out in the streets, they're flipping burgers. Welcome to Wendy's. Right?
Yo, okay. I like it.
And we'll hook up Damian Marley.
I was going to say, we might have to cut Damian in a little bit and, and the Island Def Jam or whatever label that
what
was on.
What do you think, though?
But we're asking them to sponsor our podcast, right?
They'll play that advertisement on the podcast. We've already got the market for them.
We're making the music that we're going to play as ads.
Yes.
All right, so here...
Why would they pay for that? Here's
the second question other than... Do you have the soundboard ready? Who are you?
Who are you?
The second question other than who are you in the meeting is going to say, how big is your fan base? How many Twitter followers do you have?
Do you have a magnifying glass?
On another note, I did want to say I visited Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Okay.
True that.
All right.
True that.
Next topic.
Fuck it. It's quantity, not quality. We got the best fans on the planet, soundcloud.com/ChromeBills, or find us on iTunes, Chrome Bills. We're going to ride with you guys. Don't worry about it.
And coming soon, ChromeBills.com. I also want to shout out all my friends who, after 22 lessons, have still not checked out the show, and I'm calling you out specifically, Josh and Matt and Paul and Bart and other friends of mine. You guys are all
and
dicks.
And any other of Christ's disciples that he hasn't named.
And Jesua.
Yeah. What about him?
And everyone else I saw on my trip home back to the beautiful nation's capital this weekend. I did get to hang out with Steve Bills off the mic, and believe me, all we did was talk about the podcast.
Yeah?
That's
not true at all. I don't even know if it came up.
At least one or two cool... Okay, good. I'm kind of glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are homies. Like Chuck, when I come up there, I hope we don't talk about the podcast.
Please don't.
I hope we might for like an hour in there. I mean, you're going to be here for 48 hours.
Yeah.
So...
But who's counting? Chuck's like, God, get him out of here.
Can I ask some questions? You might not be able to answer these. The name of the group that Henley is managing is called Animal Safari?
No, it's I think that was the name for the tour of all those different groups. The only one I know for sure who's on there that's kind of like the headliner out of that video is Bro Safari.
Bro Safari is the name of a group?
Is the name of a guy, a one person DJ. Who's actually, that's whose music is at the end of that video, which I thought was really dope, man. I liked it.
It was funny. Yeah, it was dope.
I like funny shit. How you feel about that?
I don't like it. I'm not into that funny shit. I like more serious stuff.
I mean, like, real funny stuff, you know?
Oh.
When something's bad, like Mike and Molly on CBS, I'm just that. Come on, man.
You know what?
You shouldn't even say that's comedy.
You know what's
shouldn't
straight?
Call microwave dinner food. That ain't comedy.
You know what's straight up comedy? Are you ready to laugh about something?
Yes.
Our Herbin-ass friends over at the website Rap Genius. As of today, we're sent a cease and desist letter. God, I can't even talk. Have I had that much to drink tonight? You guys want to start that one over? So our friends at Rap Genius received a cease and desist letter today.
A lease and insist letter.
for what?
For unauthorized use of content, for posting lyrics on there that the publishing rights are owned by, I think it's the RIAA or one of these other websites.
That's crazy that you can't do that. You can't transcribe somebody's lyrics and put it on the internet?
But can you present them as intellectual property? Because that's kind of what they're doing.
Like, this is the product that we're selling, are these lyrics.
Right. This is a commodity that's being sold. Where'd the commodity come from? You can't do that. It's copyright. Now, I mean, I get at least... It's not like...
It's no different than EA Sports needing to license the players' names to then go create a video game out of it. That's how I look at it.
Well, the other thing, too, is like I could come at you and be like, I sue you for running into my car. It doesn't mean you did it. To them, they're just like, we feel... I bet they probably feel like 75% they'll get everything they want out of this lawsuit. And the rest of it, they're just like, ah, fuck it.
They're going to get paid regardless, you think?
Well, the irony to me is, who stands to benefit from all this? Because I feel like the segment of the rap community that hated those guys, it's not like they're getting anything out of this. You know what I mean?
Right.
The government or whoever...
The government.
I mean, basically, that's what it is. Like, it's a form of... I think it's a good thing that it's a form of when you create something, who really owns it and who can benefit from it.
I would argue that that
I guess
group,
in that sense, the rap.
No, but the government isn't suing
that
them.
Group. Is not the government. It's more like it's more like a union or like the players' association or something.
It's
who they're being sued by.
Okay,
not the government.
And I was completely off on that. Yes,
the government. Come to your house and take your guns.
And the next thing you know,
and the Illuminati and the Denver airport and the fold the dollar bill a certain way and Rap Genius.
I need you guys in my head. Sometimes I get going and I just start saying complete bullshit.
Sometimes he thinks slow, sometimes he thinks quick.
But I feel like it's a very interesting, I guess, ethical debate. Do you guys feel like that they shouldn't be allowed to use those lyrics or to use that piece of intellectual
it's
property?
A very thin line, because at a certain point, if we were to spend an entire episode, like, I don't know, episode 21, breaking down the Eminem album, at what point are we using the intellectual property of the Eminem album that we wouldn't have had anything else to talk about? Contrarily, if we, you know, are all over the place and don't even stay on rap, but, you know, like, where is that line between... What when you're using someone else's content as a catapult and they deserve?
I don't
a piece.
Think anybody's ever going to confuse us with intellectual property.
What do you think?
That's a fair point.
I still don't understand how they get paid. To be honest,
web traffic.
Okay, so they just have enough traffic that they get sponsors.
Yeah, they sell. Okay. Don't they sell advertising?
I'm pretty sure they're sponsored by
advertisers, man?
They're sponsored by Guinness, because any beer that's made from oats should be black.
Right. I mean, I feel like Facebook, I'm shocked I'm just not inundated with ads. Because every time I hear it, they're like, they make money from ad revenue. And I mean, thank God, I don't see it on there.
Right.
Imagine that, an atheist saying thank God.
How do you...
But here's the thing I was going to say is...
How do you think you don't see ad revenue on Facebook?
Hold on. Point.
Can we go back to that? Can we just go back? I know you want to move on, but...
Sure.
How do you think you don't see ad revenue on Facebook?
What I was saying is, I don't see it. It's not inundated. It's definitely there.
Okay.
Like, when I watch TV, I strictly watch it either on delay or on commercials or on DVR. I can't fucking sit through commercials. I don't want to sit at fucking stoplights. Like, I'm ludicrously impatient with shit. Facebook, I never find myself having that. Twitter, not at all.
I see it on Twitter as well.
A lot too, really?
Every time you log in your timeline... for like a fresh time, one of the first five tweets is a promoted tweet. And then the way that they're sly with it on Facebook, where like companies will get people to like their pages, but then they'll pay Facebook to come up and be like, I'm going to shout out one of our listeners. They'll be like, Yon Diaz likes Match.com.
You
should like Match.com. And it'll be a recommendation to like a corporate, but they're paying if you click that.
fine. I don't mind that. That's fine. I don't want to have to fucking click every advertisement off the screen. It's not fucking with my user experience. You know, TV, stuff like that. It just, everything is so fucking inundated with this stuff. That's ridiculous to me.
I think the most prevalent advertisement I see nowadays is the fucking YouTube lead-in that you have to skip through.
Yeah.
That's the one I've noticed the most.
Well, there's the can skip this after 5 seconds, and then there's the whole 30-second one.
Like you have to
Which
watch
to me, and you know, I'm thankful that they have them, but skip after 5 seconds. Just shit or get off the pot. Like, you're really making me fucking do this. Well, just put the whole fucking thing there, and I'll go take a piss and come back.
Well, the idea is that a lot of times people...
We fired him up. He's fired up.
A lot of times when a YouTube video ends, a lot of times it immediately goes into another one, which if that has an ad on it, it would play the full 30 seconds.
Man.
By the way, I love this beat.
They are going to get you.
I love this beat. We should just let this beat hit for like 10 seconds.
Okay.
You did a song about a current event. Didn't realize that's that shit that I already ripped. That's actually the Dez lyric on this, but Dez did a remix of this. Shout out to Dezmatic.
Shouts to Dez.
I'd like to hear that, actually, if you could send that my way.
You're faking the funk.
Yeah, Dez is the man. Very clever dude. Funny guy. He actually, his grandfather passed this week, and that's sad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So shouts to Dan. Hope you're doing well. I haven't had a phone, so I haven't had a chance to call him. I'm going to call him. I should call him on the show.
I hate to even correct you on this because hopefully I'm wrong, but I thought it was his pops. So
was it his pops?
Yeah. So
I saw what he.
Rest in peace,
man.
And we'll check that on errors and omissions for the next episode. But a very somber shout out to the one and only Dez.
Oh shit, dude! I didn't know that. I saw he posted something on Facebook, and it was like the obituary, and the first line said "grandfather." Wow, I didn't realize that his father was a grandfather.
Yeah, I read when it was like survived by.
Yeah, Dez doesn't, but I guess his brother does. That would make sense. Yeah, god damn, that's fucked up. I feel like an idiot.
All right, on a lighter note, just to bounce out of that, errors and omissions from the last episode. I have a couple that I'll fly through.
Okay,
I was talking about the Banksy Sphinx. And I referenced in the conversation, I referred to it being in Brooklyn once and in the Bronx twice. And it's definitely in the Bronx. And I also want to say that I referred to Ronald McDonald accidentally as Ronald Ray.
Yeah, we picked up on that.
I got to ask you, man. I just got to ask. These are some pretty big fuckers. Is this related to the drinking?
It definitely is. Oh, don't worry, because Cole's on the next one. This one goes back a couple episodes, but I forgot to bring it up.
Shit.
We were talking about the sold this of LP, and Cole says, and I quote, he goes, he was dissing LP. The guy was huge at the time. I mean, that's like if someone was dissing Drake now. And I just want to point out that LP, while being a very talented person, was never at the star-studded status of Drake.
All right.
Thoughts on that?
All right. I mean, to me...
I let it slide.
In my head... honestly, it is one of those things. I think I have so much conviction
in your
every
head,
now and then.
In your head, then.
Every now and then, I do say something intelligent. So in the moment, a lot of people are like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then 60 seconds later, people are like, what the fuck was he talking about?
Well, what's actually surprising is that Drake has actually hit LP level in Cole's head at one point.
Well, I'm just trying to... God damn it.
That was an excellent zing, by the way. That one needs a fucking applause or like a on the reels. You know there's like 8 buttons on that soundboard. You guys just...
We only hit 3.
I only use 2.
You only use 2?
Yeah.
Expand your palate, man.
I'm much better at working the button than you guys. Hey.
Whoa, you got any more other errors and omissions? More other? It's more other, y'all.
It's more
no,
other.
I don't. Did you guys bring any or no? Do you even listen to the show?
What show?
We're doing a show right now. Yo, by the way, I watched Juice over the weekend on Fuse, the movie Juice. And I want to say, if you haven't seen Juice in a while, what you need to do is watch the edited version on Fuse. Because there couldn't be a more challenging movie. To change the dialogue to make it TV friendly than Juice.
You know what I never understood, too, is when you'll see somebody go really out of bounds with trying to plug in a new word that sort of mimics the lip movement. Like, you stupid hot dog. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're not kidding me at this point. Just put in something that, like, glass bowl. You know what I mean? Like, make it as ridiculous as you can.
I never knew that people referred to themselves as pissers.
Pissers. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm
Casino is the best
really
clean version.
Yeah.
You know, they show that one on like TBS.
What
Casino.
Am I like an ugly clown to you?
Right. Oh, it's amazing. That's actually from Goodfellas, I think.
Goodfellas?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a Casino.
Well, you know, all those Italians, they sound the same.
Oh!
I'm Italian. I can tell.
Oh!
That doesn't even make sense.
No, I know.
By the way, I saw. No, did you see that John Gotti?
No, I think that. Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
John Gotti Jr. got stabbed.
Go ahead. Did he really?
Yeah, it was in. I saw it in the paper this morning.
Jinx.
He got stabbed up at like a gas station or something. So I'll keep you
was
posted
it a
with
robbery the, or?
Which parts of that were factually accurate in next week's Aaron Omissions, brought to you by Guinness.
He got stabbed up in the gas station.
Going to come out Friday, like stabbed up by attention by TMZ. All right, well, here's something that I brought and I wanted to talk about. I did a lot of show prep of many different varieties today, but one of them was one of the things that's coming out now. Chuck, I think we've talked about this a little bit. The Lord Jamar video on, I guess it's on Vlad TV, where he responds to people responding to him about a comment he had made about
Kanye.
No,
Macklemore.
Yeah. And then Yellow Wolf responded to that saying, shut the fuck up. And, you know, I read...
Wait, can you back up? What does the comment center around? Right. I have no clue what
so
we're
this
about.
Is what happened. Lord Jamar said something about the Macklemore song, or just white rappers in general, but particularly the Macklemore song, Same Love, talking about gay marriage. And what he said in the midst of that was, white people, particularly rappers, are guests in the home of hip-hop. And I don't know what led to Yellow Wolf then saying this. I wonder if there was a couple more steps. But from what I understand, Yellow Wolf said, shut the fuck up, like in a tweet or something. And I read the interview with Lord Jamar after the fact where, you know, a bunch of people are hitting him up saying racist shit. And, I don't necessarily agree with Lord Jamar's take. But I do think he makes a very good point in the... I do agree with the notion that, like... white people are guests in the house, like that culture, like in that house. To a certain extent, like, you might be there so long that that's your home now. You know what I mean? But, like, I think, I don't necessarily disagree with that. But what he says is, this dude, like, immediately was just like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, I would never have said that to my elders or, like, the people that I looked up to, like, in this culture. Like, he's just way out of line doing that, which I completely fucking agree with. And I feel like that hasn't been addressed at all.
What, him saying that to...
Well, the whole, like, one of the things that, like, people are like, oh, dudes are disrespecting me. Whereas, like, I feel like 15 years ago, like, in that scene, particularly my experience, like, if you were good, people showed you respect, and you showed respect to the people that had been around longer than you, regardless of where they were at. Like, you might, like, diss them if they step to you or, like, get in a battle with them, but you'd never just be like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Or, like, shut up. I'm not even listening to what you're saying. Plus, I think that's just, like, such an escalating, like, ridiculous way to handle it.
Wait, but
just
I'm...
just like, oh, like, I disagree with your opinion. Shut the fuck up.
I'm an idiot, but there's probably 5% of the audience that follows me on this. Who is the pronoun when you're saying he? You're like, I kind of agree with him about... So are you saying you kind of agree with Lord Jamar's man that you're a guest? Or are you saying you kind of agree with Yellow Wolf saying stance that he should... shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up! I see flaw. Well, I definitely don't agree with the shut the fuck up part. I think that's just...
You mean Yellow Wolf's response saying, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to hear you.
Well, I don't even know if he went to nobody's trying to... It was just like this vulgar, completely combative response.
Why would you... I kind of like the shut the fuck up because it's, I mean, the dude is, he's preaching exclusion and he's preaching homophobia, exclusion,
well, here's the thing.
And racism. So why the fuck are we going to pay you any mind now?
Then at event, see, well, the racism part I don't, or exclusion, those parts I don't agree with on your take of it.
Okay.
But the homophobia, absolutely. Like the one thing that I absolutely disagree with that he says is, he's like, hip hop is not about gay culture. Like, it's not accepting of that. Now, he would know better than I would, but from my experience and my, just if I had to guess, I would think that that's not the case. That's not true. But he would know better than I would.
I mean, I think that that's the where the hypocrisy comes in that, and that I'm sure this
absolutely
is the point of the, this is probably the point of the Macklemore song, if I were to listen to it more than the three or four times I've heard it, which is that hip-hop was all about, you know, why is this one group being discriminated against? That then, as hip-hop, you shouldn't turn around, and whether it be gay or Latino or white or whatever, should not turn around and then basically become the same thing that you were complaining about being done to you.
And on top of that, I feel like that's a kind of response to have. A very
true.
Well, let me look at what you're saying logically. To just say shut the fuck up, that's bullshit.
Okay, I see what
you
you're
see
saying.
What I mean?
Yeah, you're just saying,
or well, don't respond at all.
So if you're going to respond, engage, understand, deconstruct.
If someone doesn't come at you like fuck you, I'm going to fuck you up. If they come at you and say some shit you don't agree with, you fucking lose.
Yeah.
Unless they're attacking you like passive aggressively, you fucking lose if your immediate response is shut the fuck up. You might just be like, I'm not trying to hear that beat. I'm walking away. To react that way, I thought was interesting that somebody, because I do feel like that's another thing that Lord Jamar makes a good point about, the age discrepancy. Just from one generation to the next, like, that respect level was not there. Like, when I see the way kids act now, and I'm talking about, like, in the rap fucking scene or whatever, but, like, young people, I'm like, you do it. You're going to learn the hard way that you don't step to the vets
but
and talk
what
shit
was
to them.
The, what was, I mean, Jamar's original point was what white people are taking hip-hop, they're outsiders that are coming in and turning hip-hop gay?
No,
is that
no.
what he was complaining
See, that's
about?
A, that's
I don't understand
thing.
What his
I think
well,
his point,
is.
If you summarize it, what's up with white people and their acceptance of things?
Well, the way I took it was, he was saying,
take
look,
that,
this is my
that.
Opinion, but white people are guests in the house of hip-hop. Now, that's not necessarily an opinion I 100% agree with. I see some flaws in it, and I see some logic to it. But it's an opinion.
Sure.
It's you know
his,
what I mean?
It's his opinion.
And he's not presenting it as anything other than that. The whole gay, like, the logic of the whole, I don't accept gay people, like, I don't understand that. I'm not saying that you have to fucking, like, hang out with them. But how can you not accept that they're people, and they have...
Yeah, I mean, that's you're just not accepting things that are.
Yeah.
And that's kind of strange in itself. Yeah.
The hypocrisy's not lost. Yeah. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting. Worth checking out. Be interested to see what the listeners think.
I would respond that I don't accept 16-bar verses that get really lazy after the first four lines. And that is a shot fired at the one and only Lord Jamar.
Shots yeah. fired.
All right. Boom, boom. What else we got?
He said riding around town, running down crackers, right?
Did he really?
Am I wrong? On the Diamond D album, he had a guest verse.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Talking about riding around in a geo-tracker, running down crackers.
It's something Cole and I used to always say, which was that, you know, if you are a quote-unquote guest in the culture... All that means is that you better fucking be there for a reason. Like, if you're a white dude who raps, you better not be whack. That was always, like, our standpoint, was that you better just be able to fucking bring it. And then if you can do that, and someone still does, like, I'm all for, like, if a white dude is whack, let's boo him twice as hard. I'm fine with that. But I always was, you know, if someone's dope, they're dope. And I think that applies well beyond just listening to music.
Yeah.
I mean, if people are good people, like, why are you running them down? How miserable are you in your own life that you're running down good people?
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing, again, I can see the flaw in the logic of sometimes you stay as a guest somewhere so long it becomes your home and you belong there. So, I don't know, man. I feel like all this stuff, like, life sucks for everybody. It doesn't matter what the fuck you look like, how you feel on the inside. Like, your life sucks, and I know it, because my fucking life sucks. So let's
By the way, I would go on record and say that my life does not suck.
But you know what I mean. It's just like life, not necessarily like going some like kill you, but life's hard.
Life is hard.
Life's hard.
That's what you're trying
everybody.
To say. Life is difficult.
My life sucks, but I'll go up to
okay.
life.
That life is difficult.
Life is difficult. It's difficult for everybody. I'm like pointing, assigning blame, and making all like kinds of... I don't know, rash judgments about people based on some shit. You have no fucking clue. You don't. So fucking chill out. Just chill out. That's what you need to do. Hey, man, I know your life's difficult. So is mine. What can we do to make it easier?
Right.
That's how I feel.
Well, and that goes right back into the subject of him oppressing, you know, or discriminating against people that he's never met. Obviously, their life is filled with as many challenges as anyone in current society. I mean, who's... What type of gay kid growing up didn't get picked on as like a 7-year-old? I mean, think about it. Right. Like these are the people you've decided to be like, yo, you ain't hip hop B. Yeah,
it's fucking corny. Here's one more thing you're not allowed to be belong to. So you're mad at you guys are mad at this?
No, this is the first time hearing of it. It doesn't really surprise me. I mean, he came out with something not too long ago.
Yeah,
talking about Kanye and how hip hop is really homo now, but whatever. Yeah.
I bet if you chased it back, all started.
Put out a dope album, you know.
Then we'll talk.
I love Brand Nubian. I really do. I mean, so it's hard. I mean, it's somebody that you genuinely like a lot of their body of work, but they're saying things that I clearly don't agree with. You know, it's just kind of disappointing. That's all.
All right.
As a fan.
So we're doing well.
Again, going back it's the same thing that people use with the changing of the football team's name. It's that you can have whatever opinion you want, but sometimes you got to realize when you're on the wrong side of history. And I mean, I think that's another case where you can stick to your own beliefs, but you know, there was someone who punched someone else in the face and was like, "No, the world is flat, asshole."
Right.
Like you're just not eventually you're going to look like a fucking fool. And when you're that off on things, you have to wonder what you were ever right about. It's called rhetoric,
not
ethos,
much.
You know.
That was dope. That was
that's
dope.
How, like,
let's quote that.
That's how technical fucking communications work.
I feel like opinions are like flatulence too. Like there's a right time and place to let them out, you know.
Did you just make that up?
I haven't heard that.
I actually
one.
Thought of it earlier today.
That was pretty. That's
and
pretty
I was
good.
Like, I have to use.
That's
it.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I would hit the applause button, but it's kind of far away.
So if you hear me just saying a bunch of political shit while just farting my brains out, because I'm being polite
at the same time,
giving you your space
at the same damn time
with the same damn rhyme.
So
Chuck, you wanted the freestyle, right?
Chrome Bills, we're running out of time. We got like 45 seconds left, according to my clock.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I want to say,
tell me.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Who
go ahead.
You ever heard the OGC song? And it's like, he's like, OGC, even when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Or he's like, who didn't somebody do a cover of that song? Did somebody take those ad libs and use it recently? Even when I'm by myself?
We should have ended like 30 seconds ago.
Fuck it. I'll edit.
We could have been freestyling that whole time.
I'll edit that out. It's all good.
No, you don't get to edit.
All right, this is.
I do.
We're in the moment.
This is Chrome Bills, episode 22. You've got C's Mike, Steve Bills, K Chrome in the house.
Yep.
1, 2, 3,
subscribe.
4, and please drop.
Subscribe rate.
Drop something fat. I know you've been sweating the Eminem album. Why don't you drop him something off the M album?
I'm gonna do. I did that for the last episode, but
give him something off the Lord album because I'm just irrationally listening to that.
The Lord or the Lord Jamar album?
No, actually it's the Lord L O R D E. Been bumping it. Let's put this so everyone can clown me next week. Signing off, Chrome Bills. Peace, y'all. Available on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes. Please give us a nice rating.
This Chrome Bills episode was brought to you by Guinness.
Out in the street, they're flipping burgers.
Welcome to Wendy's.
Can't talk to you or your friends. It's not only you. My heart jumps around when I'm alluded to. This will not do. 'Cause I was raised up to be admired, to be noticed. But when you're withdrawn, it's the closest thing to a soap when all eyes are on you. This will not do.